I'm David Brancaccio in New York. You missed the 2018 National Pizza Week and National Meat Week, both in January, but National Chocolate Week isn't until October. So to tide you over, this week has been designated World Trade Week, as in trade, stuff, services, money going back and forth across borders. The Commerce Department this week is honoring 43 U.S. exporters. 33 of them are small or mid-sized businesses, but it turns out small businesses in the U.S. could be exporting more, a lot more. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
According to the Small Business Administration, just 1% of small businesses in the U.S. export.
The American market is just so large that many companies are comfortable here.
Clayton Duby directs the U.S.-China Institute at USC. He says, with such a big U.S. market, many small businesses feel they don't need to export.
And they've been able to be successful here.
Duby says small and mid-sized U.S. businesses don't have separate departments dealing with foreign clients. They may not be able to get financing. And Phil Levy, with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, says the uncertainty caused by the Trump administration's trade skirmishes is especially hard if you're a small business.
By the time you deliver a product or ship it, what will the policy environment be? Will you be facing 20% tariffs?
Levy says Mexico is the biggest market for U.S. small businesses, so they're caught up in the uncertainty over NAFTA. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.